Senate Republicans yesterday defeated an attempt by Democrats to launch an independent investigation into the intelligence used to justify the war in Iraq. NPR's Mara Liasson reports on White House efforts to portray pre-war Iraq as a potential nuclear threat.
The failure to find any weapons of mass destruction in Iraq has led to a re-examination of the claims the administration used in the run-up to the war. Vice President Dick Cheney made a series of statements about the urgency of the threat posed by Iraq, including the special threat posed by its effort to develop nuclear weapons. Cheney is normally an invisible member of the White House team, but he took a prominent role in pressing the case against Iraq, beginning in public last summer and continuing into the final days before the invasion began in March. On the NBC program Meet the Press on March 16th, Cheney stated flatly that Iraq had not just a nuclear weapons program, but the weapons themselves.
We know that based on intelligence that he has been very, very good at hiding these kinds of efforts. He's had years to get good at it. We know he's been absolutely devoted to trying to acquire nuclear weapons, and we believe he has, in fact, reconstituted nuclear weapons.
The administration's case for war was based on many elements, among them ridding the world of a brutal dictator who had already used chemical weapons against his own people. But no threat was so chilling as the thought of Saddam with nukes. And that image was invoked repeatedly. Here's National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice with a formulation that became part of the White House talking points as far back as September.
The problem here is that there will always be some uncertainty about how quickly he can acquire a nuclear weapon. But we don't want the smoking gun to be a mushroom cloud.
Then, in January, President Bush uttered the words at the heart of the controversy over White House credibility. In his State of the Union address, he said Iraq was trying to buy the materials to make nuclear weapons.
The British government has learned that Saddam Hussein recently sought significant quantities of uranium from Africa.
The president, who says he gets darn good intelligence before making speeches or decisions, nonetheless has said this claim, which it turns out was based on forged documents, was in his speech because the CIA failed to remove it.
Well, the speech that I gave was cleared by the CIA. And, look, I mean, the thing that's important to realize is that we're constantly gathering data. Subsequent to the speech, the CIA had some doubts. But when I gave the, when they talked about the speech, when they looked at the speech, it was cleared. Otherwise, I wouldn't have put it in the speech.
In fact, the CIA had cast doubt on those documents 4 months before the State of the Union speech, causing the White House to remove a mention of the Africa connection from a speech the president gave in Cincinnati. George Tenet, the CIA director, has now taken responsibility for allowing the president to read those 16 words in January. The White House has said the sentence should never have been included in the speech, but it maintains that the statement itself was technically true, since at the time the British did believe Saddam had tried to buy yellow cake uranium in Niger. But the White House has not explained why the statement was dropped in October, but then inserted into the State of the Union, the most heavily edited and vetted speech the president makes all year. Nor has the White House said who pushed for the statement's inclusion. And Mr. Bush made another puzzling statement on Monday. With the Secretary General of the United Nations sitting by his side, he said this about Saddam Hussein and the UN weapons inspectors.
We gave him a chance to allow the inspectors in, and he wouldn't let them in. And therefore, after a reasonable request, we decided to remove him from power along with other nations, so as to make sure he was not a threat.
This is a bit of what the president might call revisionist history. In fact, Saddam had given in to international pressure and let the inspectors into Iraq last winter, where they searched in vain for weapons until the spring, when President Bush decided it was fruitless to allow them to search anymore, and the U.S. bombing began. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.